We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Logan, everybody, I'm Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you back to the Crimson Tide Sports Network Facebook page, and welcome to this episode of Crimson Live. It's presented to you by Alabama One Credit Union, a proud partner of Alabama Athletics. And for the final time this school year, it is time for our monthly conversation with the Director of Athletics for the University of Alabama, Greg Byrne, who joins us now from the Crimson Tide campus. And Greg, it's great to see you. Roll Tide.
Good to see you too, Roger. Roll Tide. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's rejoicing. They only have to hear from me one more time, but I'll look forward to having the time together today.
Well, we're certainly excited about it because, once again, it's a good time of the year for Crimson Tide Athletics, a very busy time of the year with postseason baseball and softball. I know everyone's excited, first of all, for the Alabama softball team to continue what has been a remarkable run over the last few weeks.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun. I tell you, it's a wonderful group of young women that have just put on a heck of a season. Murph is just does a wonderful job with the team, as does his staff. And it was fun that the regulations have changed, that we've been able to have people there in a much greater number than what we were having before. And last weekend was a lot of fun, and we're excited to welcome Kentucky in this weekend. And we're certainly need to take this one game at a time, but anxious to hopefully put another good super regional together and see what can transpire after that. But got to take it one game at a time. And obviously Kentucky's really good. And that's why they're coming here. But it'll be fun on Friday at 12 o'clock when we get this thing going.
Yeah, what have you enjoyed about the atmosphere of the Rhodes House over the last couple weekends? And it's just remarkable as well, making super regionals each and every year. Patrick Murphy has done such an incredible job here.
Yeah, I'm guilty, as I'm sure most of us are, of taking things for granted that we had in our lives that we just kind of assumed would be here. And having full stadiums and packed arenas and things like that, it was just kind of a given. And I think over this last year, one of the things that you've heard me say probably on one of these podcasts is, athletics is one of the things that brings people together from all different backgrounds, political parties, socioeconomic status, race, religion, and we all come together for the Alabama Crimson Tide. We haven't been able to do that the same way in the last year, and I think we need that now more than any other time in our lives. And so get the chance to be back together and celebrate together and celebrate the highs and the region. We didn't have a lot of lows, so that was encouraging. But I went over to baseball this weekend, not to bring up something challenging, but it was a tough weekend for us. But still, to be back together is special. And I think that's what I've taken from it as much as anything. And then just watching such a talented group of athletes work collectively hard over the last year to get where we are, really over their lifetimes, but even especially this last year, and to see it come together and advance to the now super regional. And we're looking forward for this opportunity to have a great weekend at the Rhodes House this coming weekend.
Well, you mentioned the Alabama baseball team, and of course, we're getting ready for it. Alabama playing South Carolina later this afternoon in Hoover, Alabama. Its first trip to the SEC tournament in 5 years. What can you say about the job Coach Mahan and his staff have done to get Alabama back to this point?
Yeah, and actually, I'm dressed to head to Hoover shortly after we get done here to watch the team play, and I'm really proud of the job that Brad has done. He is a very smart coach. He took over a challenging situation. And I remember saying to myself at the beginning of the year, if we can get back to Hoover this year, that's a step in the right direction for us. And so we are back in Hoover. It's been a tough year on the mound for us. I was talking to somebody internally in the program, because he's not going to say it, but I'll say it. You know, three of our top five pitchers have combined to miss over half of the season. I think those numbers are accurate. That's going to have an impact on what you do. But as the AD, you got to look at it and say, look, where are we going collectively? And the way he recruits, the way he has built the program. I mean, it's a really solid group of kids. They're working their tail off. We need to go, obviously, compete against South Carolina today and see what can happen one at a time as well, like I talked about with softball. But I'm very bullish and excited about where the future of Alabama baseball is, and very pleased with the job that Brad has done to get us to this step. But look forward to continuing to grow more in the future.
Sticking with baseball for a moment, you as well as Coach Mahan participated in a documentary called Uneven, talking about the college baseball scholarship issue. Everyone knows 11.7 equivalency scholarships for college baseball players. What was your mindset kind of going into that documentary? It was released by Matt Wyatt earlier this week.
Well, I've known Matt for a long time, back to my days at Mississippi State. He played football there and still is around the program a lot, and has really built a nice little media company, and was impressed with the production quality and the story that they told within that. And so, when I say this, we are truly at 11.7 scholarships here at the University of Alabama. There's been some academic scholarship that our student athletes potentially can qualify for, just like any other student. But the bar is extremely high here at Alabama because of the academic progress we've made as an institution to be able to qualify for those. So it's not an easy bar to get over. And some schools have more flexibility. It is what it is. I'm not being critical of those schools, but it's a reality that we're facing. And so, I thought Greg Sankey's comments in it were very, very good, that you hate to be sitting in somebody's family room negotiating percentage of a scholarship is whether they're going to attend an institution or not. I wish it could be a headcount sport, not equivalency sport. Just like, to be honest, across the board, you see all the pictures of all of our student athletes, each sport's represented. I wish we could do headcount on all of them. So it's not a negotiation on what percentage. I think that would be good from an opportunity standpoint for more people to be interested in playing baseball. I love the game. I've been fortunate in my time at Arizona. We won the national championship in 12, made it the final game in 16, lost to Coastal Carolina on the last play of the game. And Omaha is one of the greatest sporting events you'll ever go to of any professional or college level. And I do think it's something that you want to try to have as level a playing field as you can when it comes to scholarships and how they are. We know at Alabama in football, we have 85 scholarships just like the rest of the SEC schools do. And, there's other things that separate you in ways, how you invest in your program and your strength conditioning and your academic support, your mental health and all those different things. But when it comes to the foundational impact of scholarships, I do think whatever we can do to have that be a level playing field is a good thing. And so I thought Matt did a really good job telling that story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, it really was a remarkable documentary, and again, talking about the college baseball scholarship issue, and I encourage everyone to check it out. Switching gears for a moment, we're talking about some postseason sports. We're talking about baseball and softball. How about the rowing team qualifying for the NCAA championships? Another sign that Glenn Putre has this program moving in the right direction.
Yeah, Glenn's done a great job from the time he got here. We've never been to the NCAA postseason in rowing. I admit, when we hired Glenn, I had to read Rowing for Dummies. I didn't know a whole lot about the sport. But I, you know, when we sat down, one of the things I do in hiring coaches is I'm intimately involved. I'm going to chair every coaching search that we have. I usually have a couple of people involved from our department to go along in the process to help give me feedback of things I need to hear. But right away, when we sat down with Glenn, he had done a remarkable job at Gonzaga, not a large public institution, which can obviously help you from a walk-on standpoint. When it comes to rowing, because you look at rowing, you're going to see a lot of former high school volleyball players, high school basketball players, high school athletes that maybe aren't good enough in that specific sport, but have athletic ability that translates well to rowing. And the job he did at Gonzaga, he wanted to be here at Alabama. I actually called my old high school assistant basketball coach, Mark Few, when Glenn got on the radar screen for us. And Few couldn't say enough good things about Glenn and how he fit within the culture of their department. And so I wanted to, I was really pleased when we were able to get Glenn and his family to come here to Tuscaloosa. Done a wonderful job, great culture within the program. And we finished second in the Big 12, which I know is weird to say, this year to Texas. And, so that's the next mountain we got to figure out how to climb and get to. But I'm very excited about the job he and his staff are doing and the young women in the program to develop over the last several years to put us in this position. So this Sunday, I'm going to be down watching our rowing team compete in the NCAA championships for the first time, and I'm excited to go do that.
Yeah, that's really special, and it just speaks to, again, the championship school mindset. We've talked about this in a couple of our interviews. Ever since Coach Oates said those words, we've seen so many great things happen for Alabama athletics. You got to be proud, as we're getting close to the end of this school year, that mindset has continued, and hopefully we'll be able to continue into next year.
Yeah, actually, Roger, when Regina and I were so fortunate to be able to come here and Dr. Bell offered us this job, and Fess St. John, now our chancellor, and the trustees were so supportive of us coming here as well. But I told Dr. Bell, I said, I'm going to say this at our first all staff meeting. And I did. I said, if we're going to keep score, we might as well try to win. And we have to do things the right way. We got to do the right things academically. We got to do the right things from a compliance standpoint, the right thing from a medical standpoint, everything across the board. But this is big time college athletics. This isn't church league basketball. And this is something that we're proud to compete in. And I want that to be the expectation for our department, that the young men and the young women that come here to the University of Alabama feel like they have a legitimate opportunity to compete for a Southeastern Conference championship. If you're competing for an SEC championship, you're competing on the national stage too. And except for rowing, you got to compete for a Big 12 championship. But other than that, that's what we want our mentality to be. And we're going to have that approach. That doesn't mean every team every year is going to go have that type of success, but we want to believe that we have the foundational pieces in place to be extremely competitive in everything that we do. And I think because of our great history and all the wonderful people that we have and teams that we've had from the past, from the current state of where we are as a program, the opportunity to succeed. But, I'm very excited about what the future looks like, too. And that's all of us doing our part together. And that includes our fan base supporting in the great way that they do. And we can't thank them enough.
Sometimes those championships are in the classroom, and this past year for Alabama athletics has been tremendous. You have 10 programs with a 3.5 GPA or better. I mean, that's remarkable progress that we've seen on the academic front.
Yeah, it has to be a total commitment, first and foremost, by our kids, by our student-athletes. Secondly, by our coaches, saying this is a priority in what we do, and I'm extremely pleased with the approach our coaches take from an academic standpoint. And then it has to be something where you surround them with support the best that you can to make sure you're doing everything with academic integrity at the forefront, but at the same time too, supporting the young men and young women to pursue the academic dreams they have. Now, you know, sometimes in college athletics, it gets criticized that, you know, you hear a young man or young woman say, "Hey, I want to be a chemistry major, and it was tough for me to do it." Well, you know, that does happen at times, but we do have young men and young women graduate with engineering degrees, with science degrees, and a lot of them get business degrees and MBAs and things like that. And so we do have very good diversity in our academic offerings that our young people are taking on with their academic challenges. And I'm proud of all the work that they do for it.
Well, in several of these interviews, we've talked about your love of basketball. And of course, you've been around basketball your entire life. And now you get to be a part of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Committee. What can you tell us about this role that you'll have coming up for this upcoming year?
Well, it's a great honor. That's a committee that I had always had interest in. And when Greg Sankey called me and said he was going to nominate me to be the SEC rep, that meant a lot to me. I actually have a picture across from me here in my office at Bryant-Denny Stadium. My first year here, myself and a guy named Tom Jernsted. Tom was one of my mentors. Where the NCAA tournament is today is because of Tom Jernsted, had his fingerprints all over it. Ran the Final Four and NCAA tournament for years and years, and was this NCAA staff member from the selection committee. And Tom unfortunately passed away in the last year, but I called his wife, Chris, and told her that I had been selected. I'm looking forward to going in and learning a lot. Obviously, I have to leave the room when Alabama gets discussed, and I need our fan base to hear this. That is, they are very strict about that. That as soon as Alabama's name comes up, I have to walk out of the room. But I will be able to give perspective and be involved with the selection process. There is a lot of work that goes into it. I'll be watching a lot more basketball than I normally will during the course of the year. I'll be assigned to probably a couple conferences to be the liaison between that conference office and the NCAA basketball committee. But at the same time too, I think it also bodes well and speaks highly of the job that Nate has done with our basketball program, our men's team, to have, you know, the AD of our school be a part of that now, because we've been able to raise the profile of Alabama men's basketball, and that leads to opportunities like this. So I'll do my very best to represent our great university and represent the SEC. And then at the same time, too, do all I can to help do my little part to make sure that the best teams get selected in the process.
Well, it's an outstanding assignment. We're all thrilled for you and glad to see what this next year could look like for you, not only in that role, but of course, in your role as the Director of Athletics for the University of Alabama. So as we start to wind down this chat, just what are the next steps for you once Alabama softball, baseball, the rowing, everything's done in the postseason? When we get into the summer months, what does it look like for you gearing up for next fall?
Well, and don't forget track and field.
That's right.
Second and third of the SECs. We're really proud of the job that team did. You know, Dan Waters, our head coach, has done a wonderful job. So obviously we got a lot still to play for this year, and we're going to want to support our kids through that. And then we have kids that start coming in right away here for summer one. And so we'll start right back over with all of our incoming new kids, our returners, and hopefully it's going to be a year that looks a lot more normal. We're just continuing to make sure we support them from a medical standpoint through all this. And you know, we're still doing COVID testing for those who have not been vaccinated, but a lot of our kids have been vaccinated, and that's encouraging to give us a chance to get back to normal. And a lot of our staff has been vaccinated too. I've been vaccinated and really glad that I did it. Feel like I'm doing my part to hopefully protect other people through that process. But at the same time too, we want to get back to as normal a routine as we possibly can from a competitive standpoint, an academic standpoint, and training development. And so it's nice to see these things. It's nice to see crowds, and it just makes you appreciate it. So we're selling football season tickets with a plan of a full stadium, and hopefully we're going to take that into all of our winter sports as well. So all the planning that goes into that. And then I am going to try to take 2 weeks off over the summer and try to recharge the battery for a little bit too. So looking forward to that opportunity as well. And hopefully a lot of our staff will be too.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And before I let you go, I got to ask about capital projects. That's what everyone kind of makes sure they want to hear on this these interviews. The Crimson Standard, we've talked a lot about before. And we talked before about how you had to take a little bit of a pause on some projects and kind of making sure that Alabama athletics went through this year as smoothly as it did. So just curious to hear what the next steps would be for some of those projects.
Yeah, obviously we're knee deep in the budget right now. We're working to finish our budget for this fiscal year that we're on, and then July starting our next fiscal year, we're building what that budget looks like. I've said it before, we had a significant financial shortfall. We had over $70 million in revenue shortfall that we're trying to figure out, but we did not furlough one person. We did not lay anybody off. Did not do salary cuts. I do remind our staff of that constructively. But we're going to have to figure this out over the next several years. We are going down a few different paths from a capital project standpoint, including, you know, the big basketball arena just to my left here. And so that's still something that we have to have as a priority. We are having some fundraising discussions that are ongoing. We have to have a financial model that works. I as much as I wish we had, you know, $150 million lying around just to go put a shovel on the ground, we don't. It has to be a financial model that works with the financial realities we're facing, but it also has to be a priority because of the momentum we have with our men's and women's basketball programs and our gymnastics program too. So that's got to be something that we work on. And I've said this before, Roger, I'm really concerned as you look at Bryant-Denny Stadium long term. 40% of our season ticket base is in the upper decks, and we've added some elevators. We need to add more. And I, you know, escalators are challenging because they're in the open air, and there's mechanical issues at time with those that are in the open air that compared to more elevators. But we're going to have to also figure out how to get more of our fans to the upper decks of Bryant-Denny Stadium as some of our fan base continues to have, you know, Father Time, work on them a little bit, because heck, Father Time's working on me on a daily basis too. So we're going to make sure we pay attention to that down the road, but we also understand what the priority needs to be, and that's figuring out what we do from a basketball facility standpoint going forward.
Well, you mentioned you're going to take a couple of weeks off, and for these interviews, hopefully just a couple of months off maybe. We'd love to resume them coming up in August, because, Greg, it's been just outstanding over the last school year, kind of checking in with you month by month, seeing the progress of Alabama athletics, and just thank you for the time you've given not only to the Crimson Tide Sports Network but to the fans in these interviews. And, again, congratulations on what has been a championship year for the championship school, and, again, thank you for all the time you've given us.
Hey, Roger, it's a pleasure. I appreciate everybody listening. Chicago Gump always tweets a little bit about it, so I'll give him a quick shout out. But in all sincerity, our fans are the best. The support they give to our teams and our student athletes is unmatched in the country. That's a separator for us. So for all of you who are there, who support us, who are encouraging to our student athletes, who are encouraging to our coaches and our staff, we can't thank you enough. Y'all are awesome. We love y'all. And look forward to, if I don't see you this weekend at the Rhodes House, we look forward to seeing you next fall and for many, many, many other events next year. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Greg. Roll Tide. And thanks to everyone for watching the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.